Nestled between two mountains, at the end of a gap through which the Chemin de la Côte des Neiges passes, lies a prosperous community. While suburbs are developing in Montreal, Côte des Neiges remains decidedly rural. And while on the island of Montreal, the Sulpicians' land grants run from north to south, perpendicular to the St. Lawrence River, in Côte des Neiges, the lots are perpendicular to Rambeau Creek, which flows from the Beaver Lake to Rivière des Prairies. For more than two centuries, gardens and orchards border the Chemin de la Côte des Neiges. At the end of the 19th century, large heated greenhouses dot the landscape. Market gardeners, including the Légarés, the Cardinals, and many other families, pass their knowledge down from one generation to the next. An Irish family by the name of McKenna opens Montreal's first florist shop near Notre-Dame-des-Neiges Cemetery. And what about the DeCary and Gorman families, whose Montreal melons are so delicious that they cost up to a dollar a slice in the best hotels of Quebec City, Boston, and New York? This type of melon is the largest grown in North America. With a slight taste of nutmeg, it's considered a very refined dish.